I'm Jared.
And I'm Eric.
And you are listening to the Ascend Podcast, where college and university leaders, thinkers, and innovators come to learn practical and proven strategies for improving retention rates, graduation rates, and overall student success. Are you ready?
Let's go. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Ascend Podcast. I am Jared Tippetts, and as always, I have with me Dr. Eric Kirby. Good to see you, Eric.
Hey, Jared. Good to be with you.
Hey, Eric, we're going to record a quick one here that falls under our support section of the book. This is called The Nest, a Student Help Center. What is The Nest? People are maybe reading that in our book and wondering, what is that? Tell us a little bit about The Nest. What is that?
Yeah, so first off, let's talk about the name. So our mascot here at Southern Utah University, we are the Thunderbirds. And so playing off of that, we decided to call this particular thing we're talking about today, The Nest. Now, what The Nest is a one-stop shop for help. What we realized is that students often get the runaround, or they get bounced from office to office, where particular offices may not know where the student needs to go, or and they guess and consequently send them on a scavenger hunt of sorts all across campus. Recognizing this, we created a one-stop shop, centralized, high exposure in our student center, easily accessible, easy to find, that allows students to swing by. And in The Nest, we have our peer mentors, our ACEs, that are trained on not necessarily all the ins and outs of every single office, but more importantly, which offices do what. And so they can get students who come in with particular questions to the right office to make sure they get the help that they need. So students know they can swing by The Nest, talk to an ACE, ask a question. If the ACE or peer mentor doesn't know the question, they will find it out before they send this student out on a scavenger hunt. And in most instances, that peer mentor will also walk with the student to that office to make sure that the student finds the office okay and gets the help.
You know, one-stop shops are fairly common around the country. I think lots of institutions will have them. And they typically include staff representing the registrar's office or registration or admissions, sometimes a financial aid counselor, sometimes an academic advisor, sometimes someone from financial wellness. You know, so these are designed as places to go for students to get answers to their questions without having to get the whole runaround like you were just describing. Our approach has been a little bit different. Rather than putting full-time professionals in that space so that they're isolated from their other office, we just staff it, as you described, with our peer mentors. And those peer mentors then drive traffic to the units where those full-time professionals work. So they'll oftentimes help with lots of rudimentary questions, but most importantly, they're trained on where to send students for the real help as needed. This has been so helpful, Eric, as we think about working with our faculty too, right? So forever, we would go and train faculty about all of the different campus resources with a hope and a prayer that they would keep track of what they all are. And it just became too hard for faculty to keep up with that. It's just not their day-to-day grind. It's not their day-to-day work. And I don't expect them to know about every campus resource, but The Nest has been really helpful for our faculty. And maybe you talk to our listeners a little bit about how faculty have utilized The Nest.
Yeah, this has been a tremendous asset to faculty because, as you mentioned, it's just not in our wheelhouse to pay attention as maybe often as we should have. What new resources student affairs or campus is adding? Which resources have been removed? Which offices have shifted around? What are the new office hours? Who's running these offices? So trying to get up to speed on all that can be a tad bit overwhelming, but more importantly, it can actually result in faculty not wanting to help because they don't want to ask the questions of the students. Hey, how are you doing? What are you struggling with? Because they may not know exactly how to respond or where to take the student. So creating The Nest makes it really easy. It incentivizes me to talk with students. Hey, what are you struggling with? And regardless of their answer, I know I can take them, drop them off at The Nest, and they will get the help that they need. And we saw that, right, in the first year of The Nest, and it's only increased since then. First fall, spring semester, we averaged anywhere between 4,000 and 5,000 drop-offs of students coming into The Nest on their own and a combination of drop-offs from faculty and staff across campus. But it truly has become that one-stop shop where faculty can use it and ask questions, or they can bring students by. staff can do the same. But students, and it just isn't for freshmen, students all across campus, all the way up to master students, know that they can go in there for help. So wonderful resource and a very simple, effective way to stop the runaround and the bounce around.
That's right. When institutions come to Southern Utah University to learn more about what we've been doing in our retention and student success efforts, they always love to go to the Nest and they love to just sit and observe what happens there. And to try to paint that picture for our listeners, right? So as Eric had mentioned, this is in a high trafficked area of our student center. It's a nice large space that has computers and comfortable couches and tables and all those sorts of things. And so you can walk in and at any given time of the day, you will see those peer mentors or ACEs in there who see someone walk in and they quickly say, hello, how can I help you? You know, and they jump to help and assist. And you'll see people sitting around and chatting and talking, and students just filter in constantly asking questions. And faculty are dropping students off all the time. Hey, I didn't know the answer to this question. I hope you will, you know, but I know you'll know. So it's just a great thing. We encourage you to explore this on your campus. If you don't have One Stop Shop, this is a way to do it that is incredibly effective. At least it has been for us. And so that's it for this week's episode, The Nest, a student help center. And if you want to learn more, let us know. We'll be back soon with another episode. Take care. We'll see you later.
You've been listening to the Ascend Podcast. If you've enjoyed today's podcast, we hope you'll give us a like on your preferred listening platform and leave us a review. We also would invite you to connect with us on LinkedIn by simply searching for us, Jared Tippetts and Eric Kirby, where we would love to continue discussing today's topic with you.
And for more practical and proven strategies, just like the one you learned about today, check out our book, Ascend to Higher Retention Rates, Practical Strategies for Increasing Student Retention, Completion, and Student Success, which can be purchased on Amazon.com or on our website, www.tippettskirby.com.
We'll be back again soon with another podcast. Until then, keep on raging.